Hello, everybody. My name is Rabbi Daniel Malinga. Welcome to the RDM podcast. The topic today, what is Armageddon? When will it happen? Who will be involved? Along with it is, what is the millennial reign, that mysterious period of 1,000 years? What will we be doing then? To discuss this topic, other gentlemen, I have with me Alex Engola, Apostolic Ministry Anointing. He has a lot to say today. Alex, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
You are a familiar face. It's not your first time here. Another familiar face is Derek Mureva. Derek is from Watchman Ministries, a ministry that focuses on the end time message and awakening people on the soon return of Christ Jesus. Derek, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
And then next to me is another face that is not new, Afimani Moneybags McLean, a businessman, thinker, who has a lot to say on this topic. Afimani, you're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
Gentlemen, we are in the last segment of the discussions that we've had with multiple people over the past few episodes on the end times. Mm. Of course, given how broad the topic is, we won't be able to discuss everything. But today we want to touch some vital points that I think are important and create clarity to some people out there that might not know where we are on the calendar of God and what will happen in specific major events. But hopefully after listening to this segment, people walk away with some level of clarity. All right. So I'm going to start with you, Derek. I want you to help me, or help a person who's listening for the first time maybe, to give us a timeline. Start from the Old Testament, as brief as you can, and we'll chip in whenever when we can, as brief as you can. Start from the Old Testament and take us through a timeline up to Revelation 22, if you can.
All right. Okay, I'll try the best I can now. We are all familiar with it was in the beginning, so shall it be at the end. Now, so what is going to happen at the end has already happened from the beginning. Now, when you start off from Genesis, the Lord, of course, creates the worlds, makes man and puts man in the garden and lays down a way of life for him. And then now what we see is, at least as far as recorded history, is that man rebels against God and then falls from the garden. And so he dies, so to say. And so now when Adam falls, it begins a whole cycle of events. Now, after Adam, we got into what we now know as the fathers, the time of the patriarchs. Mm-hmm. So we have Abraham, we have Jacob, we have Isaac, and then from there we have the nation Israel. The Lord calls these people. Now there are people already populating the earth, and now we have a particular people that the Lord calls his own. And now when we get to the nation Israel, now becomes the center, becomes the way that God now deals with the rest of the nations of the earth. And so now with Israel, we get into the prophets. We have Moses,